Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are going to go through a divine oneness meditation today to experience a loving connection with your own true spirit, with your own divine self. And some of you may experience a spiritual connection within this meditation with the divine behind the heavenly veil. It could be God. You could hear from your angels, your spiritual guides that are working with you, or your loved ones in spirit in heaven. Later in the show, we're going to be taking callers who will be sharing their own amazing personal journey on their own development within meditation and connecting to spirit. And you can call in at these times on 888-555-5453. So before we begin, I would like to say, if anyone is in the car driving or operating a vehicle, you will need to pull over and stop and just be in a state of, with your hands off the wheel and so you can go through the meditation because you don't want anyone driving. So we will begin the meditation in just a few minutes, but before, let me share with you the process of spirit in connecting within meditation. When we begin to meditate, there's a process of moving one's attention from the mind to the breath, then to the heart space. And when you are just focused on the breath, you are not in the mind thinking thoughts, so you don't have that mind chatter going on. And you can't be in two places at one time. So if you're in your mind, in your thoughts, you are not focused on your breath, and you want to return that focus to that place of breath. And if your attention moves from your breath to thought, that's okay. Just release any type of judgment and return to the focus of the breath. The process is allowing, letting go, and surrendering in the stillness. And when we let go in the stillness within meditation and go inward and are very present in the moment, we are allowing and we're in a peaceful place. And the first step in the process is to tune into the peace within us because we all have it. And through allowing, you feel your own spirit, what you are, your actual wholeness and oneness. And if you feel any type of pressure or if you are trying too hard, you are not in the place of allowing and it breaks up the connection. So you always want to lose the pressure, still the mind, and be aware of what's holding you back and then let go of that. And this is a process and it is a development. So understand that too. So as we begin to relax the body, breathe, and let go, then the divine energy within us begins to free us from the outside world, bringing us to the presence within, and we feel our true nature again. We feel our own spirit, our truth of who we are and what we are. And it's in this meditative state of our own spirit that we experience a higher vibration of love and peace and joy and harmony. And peace is the highest vibration. And when we're here, we can actually connect to the divine higher consciousness, to our loved ones in spirit. And it's a spirit-to-spirit kind of connection. And when you choose love and you're in wonder, you let go and you go within to receive the divine, you know, that's when the magic happens. So we are going to begin the meditation, and I want you just to sit, you know, in a place where you're really, really comfortable right now. Uncross your legs, with your feet on the floor. And I'm going to walk you through it in just a minute. So again, I'm going to ask that anyone who is in a car driving or operating any type of machinery or operating anything, if you want to go through the meditation, you're going to have to stop and pull over and be in a place where you can relax. Okay? Okay, so this is a divine oneness meditation. We're going to experience our own spirit, and we're going to possibly experience a spiritual connection behind the heavenly veil. So I want you to just to listen to my voice as I guide you through this meditation. Okay? So we're going to start. We're going to begin. Before we do, I want you to focus on your breath on the inhale and the exhale to the count of 10. I want you to focus on inhaling to 10 counts and exhaling to 10 counts three times. So I'm going to give you a moment to do that. Okay. Here we go. We're going to begin by sitting upright, comfortably in a chair with your feet on the floor uncrossed. You're going to open your palms and place them on the top of your thighs. You're going to feel your feet on the ground connected to Mother Earth. And begin by closing your eyes and becoming aware of the breath and body. The focus is on feeling the breath on the inhale and exhale while mentally counting to three or four on both the inhale and exhale. Breathe into the stomach slowly and let the air move up to the lower lungs and then into the chest area. This is the complete breath. Each breath in will bring more and more relaxation, and each exhalation will let go of all stress and tension from the outside world, bringing us to the presence within. And as the breath slows down to a rhythmic breath, quiet and clear the mind and move one's attention to the heart space. Drop to the heart. Experience the stillness, the calm, the present moment, and relax the body slowly from the top of your head all the way down to the soles of your feet. If attention drifts from breath to thought, let the thought come and go without judgment. And return focus to the breath. Once fully relaxed, feel a sense, a release of surrendering and letting go of the outside world, connecting to the truth within. And in the mind's eye, located in the space between the brows, visualize a place with me. And let's go on a journey to a quiet ocean beach on a special piece of golden sand. Hear the sound of the supporting waves coming up to cleanse your feet as you inhale the pure ocean breeze. Sitting on grass under a strong, shady oak tree on a hill surrounded by light golden wheat, soft to the touch, looking out at the beautiful rolling hills and the sun rising to meet you. Feel the sun on your face and smell the grassy hills around you. On a golden bench, next to a beautiful garden full of colorful, bright, fragrant flowers, picture your flowers, lilies, roses, orchids, encircling you with love, and smell their sweet aroma. forest amongst the tallest of pine trees, sitting on a grassy knoll next to a flowing stream. Hear the waters as they move in between the golden rocks. Feel these pure, soothing waters wash over your feet, endlessly streaming. Smell the pine through the light breeze. Sitting on top of a mountain on golden clay, where you can see for miles with unlimited blue skies, take in the clear mountain scent. So refreshing, so invigorating. Now return to one of these places we journey to. If it feels right and one with you, this is the place, your inner sanctuary. Be aware of how you are sitting in this place, its appearance, its sound, its aroma, and its individuality. Be in and one with this beautiful, peaceful place, this inviting place of lightness and greatness. And now turn inward, connecting to the true nature of you, your spirit, and feel a sense of wholeness. As you connect to your spirit, feel the love, the peace, the joy, and harmony within you. This is oneness. This is you. And while you are seated in your inner sanctuary, surround yourself with beautiful, divine white light. And with your attention in your heart space, invite a loved one in heaven to come close to you at this time. You may see images of them, memories, or begin to feel their love. You may hear a whisper from them. At this time, ask them to come closer to you. Feel their love and guidance, and know they are still very much with you, loving you and guiding you and walking with you here in spirit. And trust what you see and feel and hear, what you receive. This is where the connection happens. Feel it in your heart center. They may bring information through your strongest sense, seeing, hearing, feeling, or knowing. Have full faith that it is them. Talk from your heart. Surrender. Let go and be in wonder. Know you are connecting heart to heart in a divine spiritual place, spirit to spirit. Okay, now we are going to bring our attention back to our bodies, to our fingers, and begin to move them. Move your toes. Feel the ground beneath you, supporting your wholeness, your divine spirit. And slowly open your eyes and bring the whole you back to the present moment. Namaste. In And as you come back, you will feel a sense of oneness with Spirit. You will feel a sense of wholeness within you. You may have experienced a light within you to light your path, a reminder of who you are and what you are here. You may experience your own divinity for the first time, which is a remembrance of the light that shines within you, that lights your path here. You may have experienced a picture of your loved one, their face, that can show up quite readily and quickly. And you may experience this peace throughout the entire day, this calm. It's a renewal. It's a reset button. It allows us to handle so much more throughout the day when we meditate and go within. You know, it's a place of love. It's a place of healing. It's a place where you can actually, too, be with your loved ones in heaven and feel them on many levels as they work with your senses. And they'll be working with the sense that is mostly developed within you, which may be your clairsentience, which is your feeling, your clairaudience is your hearing, your clairvoyance is your seeing, or your claircognizance is your knowing. I was working with a woman recently, and I took her through, you know, a meditation or two, and then she did it on her own, and she experienced her mother's arms wrapped around her within the meditation, and she could feel her mother's love within her heart. And she hadn't, you know, this is a 40-some-year-old woman, and she hadn't seen her mother since she had crossed over when she was 18. So it was a beautiful experience for her to feel her mother again. As well as she further developed and practiced meditation daily, she experienced the Blessed Mother who came to her to have her help one of her best friend's daughters who was having such a hard time getting pregnant. And she had a message for her from the Blessed Mother. And we can all meditate. It's open to all of us. You know, if we can breathe, we can meditate. Anyone can do it. And it's a beautiful place of connecting to Spirit within and Spirit above. And throughout the development of meditation, you will experience this. It's open to all of us here. So with that, when we return, we're going to be hearing from some callers who are going to be sharing their spiritual experiences within meditation. So I invite, you know, those listeners that are on the show today to call in and share on 888-555-5453. And this is the Gift of Spirit Radio and giftofspiritradio.com, and we will be right back to answer callers.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit TouchingOneMHearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Radio on HealthyLife.net. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are on the phone with a caller, Katie. Welcome. We are going to be talking with Katie about her experience in meditation and how she's experienced spirit within meditation. So welcome, Katie. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Stacy, and good morning. I'm really happy to be a part of the show today.
Oh, I'm so excited that you got through. So let's first ask you, so when did you start meditating?
I first started meditating probably about 4 or 5 years ago, Stacey, and I just really had this quest to learn how to just calm myself and collect myself, and just had a really strong interest in, I guess, getting to know even the spirit world a little bit more. So I started that about 4 or 5 years ago after doing some reading about it.
Okay, so what happened? So let me ask you first, when you first started meditating, did it happen right away for you? And if you could just share with us through your own process of development how you started to communicate and to connect with the heavenly realm.
Sure. Absolutely. It was a bit slow at first. I had to just, I guess, stick with it because I wasn't sure what to expect. But what I first started to notice was that I was sleeping better at night. And I was just feeling more calm. It really calmed my nervous system down and helped me to feel relaxed. And I even learned how to breathe again. You know, how they teach you how to breathe from your diaphragm. And it's amazing what that does just to your body and your natural state. And then since that's so wonderful and feels so great, things tend to sort of open up from there. And I would say, you know, a couple of months into meditating, I started to experience some different things. More on an energetic standpoint, or shall we say spiritual things, that really piqued my interest, and it just seemed to sort of develop itself just because I was in practice consistently.
And so as it started to develop and you were within meditation and you were connecting to your spirit and then you were then opening yourself up to receive, what happened for you?
Well, interestingly, yeah, I had relatives come to me who are in spirit, and I knew it was them because I actually had a couple of different experiences, one with my mother and another one with my grandfather. And when you know what it's like to be around them when they were here in a body and then to have that same feeling just on an energetic level, you know it's them because it's not yours. And
right, because you feel it, right? I mean, you actually, when you're in meditation, you open up to spiritually receiving them. You feel them. You feel them again.
Yes, it's like your energy is blending and you're in the same room again. And it's the most loving, warm, and exciting experience. And I remember crying after each time only because I just wanted to stay there in that space with them forever. It was such a beautiful experience. And it was really just more about conveying messages like, I'm still here, I'm with you, I love you, and just really experiencing that presence that you yearn for every day. And so, go ahead.
And when that started happening for you, because I had a similar experience when it happened for me as well, I had a lot of crying happen within meditation because I was feeling them again and healing from all the grief, the years of grief. And when you started to heal your heart from your grief, what happened next with them?
I think that the connections just got stronger and better.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that was part of their role, was to come in and help you access points of grief and healing that wouldn't otherwise be possible. And once I did more of that, it's like just more of the love comes through. And it's almost like they share a joy and an excitement in helping you get to a new level of healing that you otherwise may not be able to access without having
to have that experience. They're helping you open up to receive and to heal, because they actually want us happy here. They want us to go on and know that everything's going to be okay, even though they're not here in the real world here. They are with us from a spiritual place.
Yes. They're not really gone, and they're with us more often and more than we think, because we're just so distracted by the here and now.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go into meditation and all that other noise goes away, you experience them as fully as you would as if they were in a body. It's just on an energetic level.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the crying was a good kind of cry. You know, when you cry and you just feel so much better afterward. It really was.
It's a relief, right?
Healing.
It's a good thing. It's healing.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so some people get afraid of that, right? To experience more sadness. But it's such a healing emotion, and it's literally like your body just releasing the sadness that it doesn't necessarily need to carry around, because this new experience just definitely validates that they're still with you.
Right, that they're always with us, just, you know, a thought away. And within meditation, it's a spiritual connection place of them helping to open us up.
And I feel that the more that I connect and meditate with them, the more they can even reach me in an awakened state. Like if I'm needing inspiration.
Oh, yeah, talk about that a little bit.
Okay, so I'll be saying, like, Mom or Grandpa, guide me. I need some help or some support. I need some clarification. And then something will come to you, or something about them will remind you or give you insights that you maybe didn't have before you asked for that question. For instance, I remember I was lost, and I was trying to find my way to an important meeting, and I was in a city that I wasn't very familiar with. And I was like, what do I do? And I had my nav on and things, but I was still kind of confused. There were all these one ways, and I remember saying, like, Mom, Grandpa, if you're out there, just help me. And I got this very brief, like, turn after the red car, and I was thinking, what? And I saw no red car, but then all of a sudden in oncoming traffic, there was a red SUV that made a left turn in front of me, and as soon as I looked at the street sign, it was the right street that I had been looking for.
Wow. So you asked.
Amazing guidance. Yeah.
And then you received, like, right away, right?
Yes.
Because you know how possible it is to connect with them in meditation, and knowing that and believing that, and then allowing it to show up in the real world, I mean the physical world, rather, it shows up.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is to trust it and to try in some way to act on it, because I think it validates to yourself that you can receive more so than what you're getting. And then once you do that, you just have more and more faith and belief in the process, and it just plays out more and more often in your life. And they truly are there helping us. It's really amazing.
That is amazing, Katie. How long have you been, I'll say, experiencing them within meditation?
How long have I been experiencing my
loved ones in heaven? So let me ask you. So when you meditate now that you have the connection, is it happening each time that you go into meditation?
It happens very often, and sometimes I feel like when I go into meditation, the purpose of that meditation isn't necessarily to connect with them, but to connect maybe with spirit or with myself. And so now I'm to the point where I just trust and I allow those people to come in whenever that there's a need, but they're always there when I ask them to be there, or they send someone. So it's kind of interesting because it's both what you meet at the time, but that they often do respond every time you ask them to come and to be there. And I literally felt like a circle of loved ones just like holding hands and coming in and coming closer to me energetically. And that's just such an amazing experience because you're surrounded by love.
And you feel that, right? You feel that within you, and then you carry that with you, like, throughout your day. I mean, to have that experience of feeling that peace and love from your loved ones that you miss so much.
Yeah.
And then you know that they are with you, that love doesn't die. It's still there.
True. Like this energetic love that just surrounds you all day in a hug.
A big hug. Yeah, I just talked about someone that I'd worked with who experienced her mom in meditation for the first time since she was 17 or 18, and she's in her 40s now, and she felt her mom's arms wrap around her. So beautiful. Katie, thank you so much for calling in and sharing amazing experiences.
Thank you for having me. It's been so inspiring to all of our listeners
who are, you know, thinking about meditating and wanting to connect with their loved ones in heaven. So beautiful.
Thank you, Katie.
You're welcome.
This is Get to Spirit Radio and GetToSpiritRadio.com, and we will be right back. Thank you, Stacey.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacey Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacey Lynn can help to awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacey Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacey Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacey Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacey Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
To Get to Spirit Radio. We are on the phone with Lisa, and we're going to be talking with her about her experiences within meditation and development and how she has experienced spirit from the other side, from the heavenly realms. So, Lisa, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So, Lisa, I want to ask you first, how long have you been meditating?
I have been meditating for a little over 16 years.
Wow, 16 years.
16 years going within.
And what actually happened for you when you began meditation? Was there something that called on you to meditate?
It was. During my pregnancy, I had a rough pregnancy, a lot of complications during it, and they discovered, a week after I gave birth, they discovered that I had lymphoma through the whole pregnancy. So I started, 16, 17 years ago, I started a 16-month process of chemotherapy on Fridays. And from that experience, I learned to go within. After the first couple months of the initial chemotherapy treatments, I started developing an anxiety before the treatment, just because I knew the side effects and everything I was going to go through. So that is when I started to go within, and it was amazing, life-changing.
So you started meditating at that time during your chemo.
Yes.
And what were your effects of that? Like, what was the transformation that happened for you?
I felt more at peace, more harmonious. I felt more accepting of what I was going through. And when I say accepting, it was, all right, let's do this. Let's do the treatments. I wasn't fighting it. So when I looked at, for me, from my experience, the chemotherapy was an IV drip. And I just allowed it to flow in and do what it needed to do and flow back out. So I visually saw it, I meditated and went within to see it, and I always felt a loving presence with me. So the minute
you felt a loving presence within the meditation, and did you see anything or hear or was it just feeling at first?
At first it was just feeling. I did see some colors when I went in. I did see some colors. Usually it was purple and green. Yep.
Start seeing colors and light.
Yes. Purple, green. It felt very loving, and it felt like somebody was there with me as I was going through it, within my meditation, within my soul, within my essence. Somebody was there with me.
So you didn't feel alone?
No.
You felt
never.
The love from the other side holding you during this time, it sounds like.
Absolutely. It was so amazing. It was truly amazing. And to discover that allowing myself to go within myself, I could feel that loving presence, that loving presence was within me, and I didn't need to seek it from an outside source. It was always within me.
Mm.
Definitely. It was beautiful. I loved it. Absolutely.
And so as you developed, and it sounds like, 18 years ago that you had this happen, and you healed from the cancer. That's what it sounds like.
Absolutely.
So meditation, I've also heard, is extremely healing. When you're in the spiritual energy within meditation, you can be healed.
Definitely.
Because anything is possible. Anything is possible with God. And within this meditation place, this medium for healing and spiritual connection, you experience love, this loving presence with what you were going through. And as you meditated throughout the years, what else did you experience?
I experienced other people coming in, loved ones that had passed. Mm-hmm. Loved ones that had passed, other loving experiences, other loving beings that would come in and speak with me. And I never felt a fear going within.
Okay.
If it was a new being coming in, if it was a new loving energy coming in, it was just graceful and love. I never felt anything other than that.
So you had this, feeling, the sense of being loved from the other side. So they were working with your sense of feeling, your clairsentience.
Absolutely. I felt such unconditional love. And it allowed me.
It sounds like.
yes, definitely. And it allowed me to love myself.
Because what you were going through, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes, it allowed
me. You were brought to love yourself, your inner self, your spirit, which is all love.
Absolutely. It
unconditional love.
Yes, it taught me to love myself, which in turn also allowed me to love others. and love myself first and realize that I will only be loved as much as I feel I am worthy of. And the more I felt the love from the other side, the more I felt the love within me, I knew that this all-encompassing love we all have, we're all one.
Oh, so the oneness you experienced, which is beautiful when that happens, that we're all connected here. And we can feel that within meditation. We can feel this oneness and have compassion for one another, you know, and connection. You know, piece of me isn't a piece of you.
Absolutely. My favorite meditation when I go in is dissolving all limitations of my physical body. And limitations, like if I'm sitting next to a plant, I dissolve the limitations of my physical body and dissolve the holder that the plant is in, and we all become one. So it's all encompassing. We absorb into each other, and we are one, and it's absorbing into different energies, into absorbing into different experiences, different beings, different humans.
And we feel, it sounds like what you experienced is you felt this limitless, this infiniteness, this infinite possibility, this limitness of your body.
Yes.
Where we are all one and whole and that. And we can feel that those are benefits of meditation, where we can feel, you know, solely connected as one within the energy. Because we're all, energy. I mean, we're all spirit, you know, within our bodies, within matter. So we're all, you know, spiritually connected within the energy. That feeling of feeling limitless and vast and whole and love, unconditional love, that is healing. One oh one.
It is absolutely.
And it sounds like it brought you through such a trying, difficult time for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So thank you, Lisa, for sharing your own, you know, journey, you know, of meditation.
Thank you.
And, oh my gosh, good for you. 18 years of meditating. That is amazing.
Thank you. Thank you very much, and thank you for all you do. It's beautiful.
Beautiful heart. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.
So we will be right back and hear from another caller on the Gift of Spirit Radio and giftofspiritradio.com. So please come back and join us.
If you're grieving the passing of a loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing, heartfelt spirit communication today from your departed loved ones in heaven. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950. 4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help you awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you're able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
Okay, so you have a couple of days off, and you're planning to get away from stress. You may be planning to go across the world or even taking a staycation around town. Well, Hotels.com can get you a room in over 158,000 hotels, 60 countries, for 50% off. That's reducing stress already. Plus, collect 10 nights, and you'll get one night free. And there's no cancellation charges, no change fees. For the best deals, even last-minute deals, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Hotels.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and we are talking about meditation and spiritual connection within meditation, how it happens, where we can feel this amazing healing within our hearts from feeling the, you know, spiritual love from the other side of the heavenly veil, whether it's our spiritual loved ones or it is our, you know, spiritual teachers, angels or guides. Or even God. So we have a caller on the line, Craig, who's going to be sharing his own spiritual development within meditation and what that has meant for him. So, Craig, welcome to the show. Thanks for calling in.
You bet, Stacey. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
Wonderful. So, Craig, I want to ask you, how long have you been meditating? And when was your first meditation?
I would say not that long, but I started back in the 80s. I'm in my mid-50s, and back in the 80s, I meditated as part of a very traditional martial arts study. I studied Korean martial arts with a renowned master, and we began every practice with an almost guided meditation, but it was very physically based. That went to relaxing our bodies and our minds. And then many, many years later, after having studied Buddhism and other sorts of religions, Christianity included, for many years, I met you. And I will say that I was in a spot where I was praying for help, and I was on my way to a friend's restaurant, and I suddenly decided to go to a networking event. And I walked in, and you were looking at me like you knew me, but I knew I didn't know you, and you came up to me, and you said, you know, that you had something very odd to share with me, and we got to speaking about some things, and I won't go into that right now, but you and I started working together about 18 months ago, and I think that you were an answer to my prayers, and you at that time had even said that you had seen me in your meditations and were guided to that event to meet me.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yes, spirit can orchestrate things from the other side to have things happen, and for certain people to meet, for paths to be lit, and people to be healed. It's amazing. Yeah.
Well, I agree. I mean, and that's certainly what I've experienced. I mean, it certainly was not my intent to go to that event at that time, and there you were. And so to really answer your question, how long have I been meditating? Formally, about 18 months with your guidance.
So share with us, Craig, what has meditation done for you? And what has been your experiences within meditation and your development?
Well, it's done so many things. It's hard to list them all, but I was in a very bad spot where I was seeking escape through drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point during our work, you said that, you know, my spiritual guides on the other side said to you that I had to stop, otherwise I wasn't going to make any progress. And
so you had a spiritual reading, just to clarify. He had a spiritual reading, and a spiritual guide came through the spiritual reading as well as, you know, some family members and asked him to stop. stop the drinking, yeah. Mm-hmm. And what did you feel within that time?
And I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
So what I was clarifying was that you had a spiritual reading and a spiritual guide and your loved ones came through and asked you to stop drinking for your well-being. And this is while you were going through meditation and development.
Yep.
To connect with your loved ones and your spiritual guides on the other side.
Yep.
So what happened next?
Well, there's been so many things. You know, I've heard other people tell me stories that are similar to what I've now experienced, so it's not me alone, but every now and then, I'll come across a bright, shiny penny or dime. In fact, one time I went downstairs, I live in a high-rise condo, I went downstairs to meditate, and I walked right by these three picnic tables, and I sat at the end of one of them, and I was meditating, and I did so for about 35, 40 minutes, and I got up, and I felt a little bit, shall we say, disoriented. I turned around, and there in the middle of the picnic table that I had walked by was a bright, shiny penny that I had not seen and I believe was not there before I meditated.
So I have, you know, heard these things happen where you are meditating, you know, if you're meditating outside or something and you are met with, you know, a little animal that comes up to you or something because you're in the spiritual energy. So it's very high vibration of peace and love. And you can attract, you know, signs to you from your loved ones on the other side, and you can attract, you know, animals or children even, because you are in the spiritual energy, you're in a higher vibration of peace and love. So talk about, Craig, meditation as a medium for, you know, healing you within. What happened with you?
I now walk through every day in more or less a state of amazement. And for me, although I do try to meditate, you know, to actually sit, close my eyes, ground, and go through the various visualization exercises, it's almost more constant in the sense that most days I am joyous. I feel like a feeling of awe as I walk through the day. Things are awe-inspiring. There are various conversations I may have with individuals. I feel like I'm actually like a conduit for spirit to work through me to help people that I'm with.
So you feel connected, right, is what I'm hearing.
You feel very connected
to the spiritual energy around you to guide you and love you here.
So as I sit with somebody, I'm a financial planner, and so as I sit with somebody, then I know that I am not able to really help them, you know, with their financial planning, but there's something else that they need help with, and that I'm able to suddenly find the words to say or draw upon an experience or something to offer them guidance in a way that neither of us had even expected. And similarly, people come to me that offer me support and guidance and direction that it just all of a sudden they appear. They just show up. So
you are experiencing, too, what another caller shared is this, you know, connection of oneness and wholeness by meditating and spiritually connecting to the other side. You, too, are experiencing that in your regular day where you allow it to kind of flow through you. So, you know, in being here, you are, I mean, connecting with the divine within meditation and also on Earth. So that's beautiful. So, Craig, I want to thank you for calling in to the Gift of Spirit radio show and sharing your own amazing journey of development and connection. So thank you so much. And this is the Gift of Spirit radio on GiftofSpiritRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Reclaim your life in 5 steps. That's right. You can now discard the shackles of self-judgment, shame, low self-esteem, and fear. Mal Duane is a champion life recovery coach that can support you to reach your joyful self potential and capture your true passion so that you can integrate it into your life. Say yes to a life of truth, passion, and purpose. Just visit MalDuaneCoach.com or call 508-416-1800. That's 508-416-1800. Do it now.
If you're struggling with grief over a departed loved one, Stacy Lynn can help you connect and guide you from pain to peace. Experience healing and heartfelt spirit communication today from your loved ones in heaven and spirit. Stacy Lynn is there for you in person or by phone. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950. Stacy Lynn, 815-671-4950.
Go on a spiritual journey with Stacy Lynn. It's easy to embrace your spiritual gifts. As a spiritual teacher, Stacy Lynn can help awaken your spirit to receive clarity, harmony, and infinite abundance. Imagine how it will feel when you are able to walk your truth in work and life. Get on your path to peace, love, and joy. Visit touching1mhearts.com or call Stacy Lynn now at 815-671-4950. That's 815-671-4950.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Gift of Spirit Radio. I am Stacy Lynn, your host, and I am so excited that we, you know, spoke about this today, about meditation being a medium for healing and spiritual connection. It is open to all of us. So our departed loved ones who cross over into the divine light open us up and light our path. It's beautiful. It is a spiritual awakening and enlightenment. So choose love and be open to receive from the divine within meditation. Allow this to happen. Meditation is the medium to actually develop the spiritual connection with our loved ones. It's a medium for healing, especially healing the grieving hearts. And we can achieve so much more within meditation, and it's all for our highest good. So people have been transforming their lives for thousands of years through meditation, and we can do it too. If you have breath, you can meditate. Anyone can. So meditation is the key to unlock the door to spirit within that lights your path and spirit above to feel love and oneness. So practice, practice, practice. Start with 5 minutes a day and move up to that 20, 30-minute slot. And do it daily. And know it's a journey and it's healing and it's oneness to your inner spirit, to experience your truth and open your heart, to receive the divine. So thank you for joining us. And this is the Gift of Spirit Radio on giftofspiritradio.com. And we will see you next time. Namaste.